Today on In Spirit Radio, we are talking with Kent Sommerfeld, the producer-director of the Brewers Radio Network. We've had a chance to visit with Kent before, and he's shared a little about his faith, of course, his love for baseball and sports in general, and he's got quite a story to share, and of course, a very busy life in the world of sports with basketball and baseball getting underway now and so many things. Kent, thank you for joining us today.
Oh, you're welcome, Mike. It's a pleasure to be on your show.
Kent, I know that people recognize your name from the Brewers Radio Network, but you are also involved in basketball, too. Tell us a little about that once again.
Yeah, the basketball is with Marquette, and I produce and direct and have announced basketball in the past, be on the women's side and sometimes on the men's side. And it's mainly with the Marquette Golden Eagles. I've been doing that for over 30 years on the producing and directing side, and doing some freelance stuff for NBA once in a while. Like when teams come into town, they hire guys in what I do. They don't travel them, so it works good in that way. And it's good. It's a good complement to the baseball season because they basically have very little overlap, just a bit. And that is during this time, which would be spring training. There's overlap, but otherwise they're separate seasons, and it works out, and it keeps me busy.
Oh, that's great. And how are things going with you and your family? All is well?
Yeah, all is good. The kids are growing up, and, you know, the grandkids, yeah, it's hard to say that, but it is true. Got grandkids, and they keep you moving because they're younger. They got way more energy and things of that nature. Some of the other boys, two of the boys just got engaged this year, so there'll be a wedding one coming up here and the end of 2024 and probably one in 2025. So it's good. The wife is good. She's busy. She's still in the nursing field. You know, she's a lactation consultant and a moms and babies nurse, and very busy, and loves her job, loves her profession. And it's a chance for her to be a light in the situation with the hospital and with patients. It's a good situation. We've been very, very blessed, to tell you the truth, Mike.
That's awesome. Well, We certainly want to hear about your journey with the Lord and your Christian faith. And I know, you know, in a prominent place like you have around so many celebrities in the sports world, your chance to share your faith can be, you know, very profound. Sometimes it's a spoken word, or sometimes it's just a kind gesture on your part. Once again, Kent, share with us just a little bit more about your personal faith in Christ and how that has been such an important part of your life.
Well, my personal faith really started way back in the college years when I was dating a girl at the time, and she might have been a Christian, and I really probably wasn't a Christian, to tell you the truth, but we were dating at the time, and we ended up breaking up. And with that breakup, she was not seeing a guy, but friends with a guy, which she later ended up dating, but nonetheless, that led me to start going to Bible studies at a local place, because it was more, the reason wasn't the proper reason in the beginning. It was, oh, I'll just go there, show her that I can be this guy who wants to follow God or be part of God in my life, and I'll get her back, you know. Well, that didn't happen. That didn't happen, but I ended up going to the Bible studies and the group things, and it really sort of piqued my interest about a relationship with God. And then I ended up committing my life in a relationship to God through the beginning of that. And it was just an interesting way to meet God, because I wasn't going in for the right reason, to tell you the truth, but I ended up being there for the right reason, because God knew why I was going to be there, and it was all in His plan. And then the rest is, you know, I went into college and got involved in InterVarsity Christian Fellowship with college at UW-Whitewater, was on the board there and involved and met some great people of faith who were really good in helping me grow along my young faith while I was in college and stuff. So those are really the seeds that were planted in my relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And you're sure there's bumps along the way for everybody, you know. It's not going to be roses all the way, all the time. It's just been really good, and it's been great in the relationship, and and God's been there the whole time, you know, and it's just amazing sometimes when we just forget that he's there, and he's there all the time, and we just take him for granted sometimes, which we should never do, but we do, we're human, and it's just, it's a very cool relationship to have, and, you know, you hope when you tell other people your story or your relationship, and that you're things that you do and why you do it, why you believe in your faith and the hope that you have and you have in Jesus Christ, and you hope people hear, and some do and some don't, but I guess that's really not for us to say I hope you're listening and not listening. You're just trying to share and show the good things that you've had in your life, or say good things that God has done in your life.
Well, it sounds like your Christian faith origins began in UW-Whitewater, really not too far down the road from where In Spirit Radio is located in Janesville, Wisconsin. So it's all good, isn't it?
Yeah, it is good. In fact, I was just thinking about this the other day because I went to a church down here in Arizona, and it was a pretty young church because there's a college not too far from where I'm staying called Grand Canyon University. So I went to this Central Christ Church, and it was a lot of young students in there from the college that were in there, and it was just a really lively, energized place. And it sort of reminded me of the time when I was at Whitewater, and the Faith Community Church in Fort Atkinson was really the church we went to, and there was the pastor was Pastor Bartz, and he was a young pastor at the time, and we had a lot of the young kids in college that would go there, and it was just had a really good reminder of the youth and where the youth can be in the relationship of Christ. And that's where it starts. You know, you hope you can get seeds planted in people when they're young, and, you know, in the college years is really an informative and an impressionative type years for kids. And, you know, you're pulled in a lot of different directions in college. And I was, you know, fortunately to be pulled in the right direction, I would say. And it was just, you know, in that area, like I said, Faith Community in Fort Atkinson, it was just a great little vibrant church, and it was a great people and a great congregation that was in that church and led by Pastor Bartz. And I was thinking, I wonder if he's still even around in the area or if he moved on. I have no idea, but, you know, it was a small community church where they really took an interest and they took interest in students and people who weren't going to be there for a super long time. They had been there for 3-4 years while they're in college, but if they didn't stay in the area, they weren't going to be there going forward. But they still took an interest in developing your relationship as you were there at that point in time.
Isn't that something, Kent? You know, I know Pastor Bartz too, and he was there where you went many years, and then he went to Monona and Monona Oaks Community Church, and then came back to Fort Atkinson and started a church there. And he's finally retired and moved south, but I think he's still doing ministry because, knowing Pastor Bartz, he still has more to share.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Absolutely. He's just a good leader of that church, and, you know, he spoke from the heart, and he was really he gave really good messages and great lessons, and especially, you know, to not just the whole congregation, but even to the people that were just there part-time, per se, as students.
That's awesome. We're talking to Kent Sommerfeld today, the producer-director of the Brewers Radio Network. Brewers baseball is underway, spring training in March, and then the season opening late March, and on the way in April, too. And Kent, we got to talk some Brewer baseball. We talked to you today from your spot in Arizona, but you'll be in Wisconsin and traveling the country before long. Tell us a little bit about this year's edition of the Brewers from what you've seen.
Well, there's going to be a lot of new faces. That's probably the biggest thing. You know, a lot of guys that were there last year and a couple previous years have moved on. You think of Corbin Burnes obviously being the linchpin of that group because they made a trade with Baltimore and picked up some young players that they hope are going to be part of their future for the next 5, 6, 7, 8, maybe more years. And it was a situation where probably Corbin wasn't going to re-sign with the Brewers. It just economically is not, it's just a hard thing for the Brewers to be able to lay out that kind of money for one player. And Corbin's going to get a lot of money as a free agent after this year. So, but then you had other guys. Rowdy Tellez is gone. You know, there's other guys that are gone. you know, the back, I'm trying to think of Victor Caratini, the catcher's gone. Obviously, Brandon Woodruff was hurt, and he's back now with the Brewers, but he won't probably pitch this year, if at all. Maybe late September, mid to late September, he might be ready to go, but he was re-signed in the hope that he'll be ready to go in 2025, full throttle, and be back to who Brandon Woodruff is. But you just have you're going to have a lot of change, a lot of turnover, a lot of young guys. The Garrett Mitchells, the Sal Frelick's, the Joey Weimers, you know, you've got a new first baseman and Reese Hoskins, you know, added some power there to the middle of your lineup. And you're going to, you know, have young guys at third base, and you got the new addition at the catching staff. You obviously have William Contreras back, but you also have Gary Sanchez, who was signed. And so you got a nice 1-2 punch there. But the pitching is, you know, going to be the key. I think there's really a couple key positions for the Milwaukee Brewers, and pitching and starting pitching is going to be different. The Brewers are to be able to say, okay, we're going to run these five guys out and let's go, you know, as starting pitchers. And right now you're going to have Freddie Peralta, Wade Miley, and you're not sure who the rest of the way. It's probably going to be Colin Ray, Jacob Junis, Joe Ross, D.L. Hall. They're going to all be involved in it. Andy, Aaron Ashby, as well as, I'm blanking on the name. And, thinking of Robert Gasser is another guy who was in AAA, had a really great year last year. So there's going to be a lot of guys vying for those starting positions, but it's not cut in stone like it was before. You knew which four or five guys you were going to run out in the last couple of years, but that's going to change. And some guys are going to get opportunities and have to take advantage of those opportunities and pitch well. I mean, they're going to have another strong bullpen. I mean, they're anchored by Devin Williams as the closer, and that bullpen was the number one bullpen in the National League last year, and most of them are all back. So that's a really good thing, because I think you're going to probably rely on your bullpen a little bit more. So if the young guys that they're going to rely on some young guys to have some years. You know, Bryce Turang is another guy that you have to mention. He's got to hit a little bit, but he is fantastic defensive second baseman. You know, Willie Adames, he's back at short, and he's a staple, you know, and a fan, one of the fan favorites. So, you know, they've got a little more offense, I think, this year, to tell you the truth, Mike. I think the offense is going to be better. And well, then it's just going to be, what about the starting pitching? How's that going to do, and how are some of the young players going to play?
It should be a fun season for sure, and it's probably fun for you to be back in the sunshine and at the ballpark again, and we would be remiss if we didn't ask you about 90-year-old Bob Uecker. How are things going with him?
Bob's good. We've seen him about three or four times here in spring training. He hasn't done a game yet, but I don't know if he'll do a game down here. I think what he's just doing is waiting for the regular season to start to save, per se, himself and his energy, because, you know, like you said, he's 90 years old, and he's just planning on doing home games. That he's done the same situation over the last 5-6 years. He's been doing home games only. So I think, you know, coming down here, I think he's just saying, you know, I'm coming to the park, I'm enjoying being at the park, but I'll just probably wait till the regular season to start doing games. Now, that could change. You could decide, hey, I want to do a game today, and he'll let us know. You know, no problem. But it's so good to have him still doing games. I mean, you talk about the history of the Brewers and the real, you know, icons in the organization, and Bob's right there. If you had the, you know, the four faces etched in stone on the mountainside, he's definitely one of those four faces that you would have on the Mount Rushmore of the Milwaukee Brewers. It would be Bob Uecker for sure. I would think there, you know, after that, you'd probably say Robin Yount, maybe, you know, maybe a Bud Selig or a Henry Aaron, you know, that's where you could start with. But those guys, and Bob especially, would be etched there in the Mount Rushmore of the Brewers because of what he's meant to people and what he's meant to the ball club. And just his voice, you know, when people hear his voice in the start of spring and in the beginning of the season, it's just a sign that, A, baseball's here, summer's coming, and it's just joy in a lot of people's hearts. He's a fabric in the living room, on the radio, in many, many families throughout the years. I mean, it's amazing when you run into people and they tell the story about, oh man, I remember when you did this, or we were listening to the game and you said this, and we were laughing, and I mean, it's just the stories that he's able to tell, and just able to reach people through the medium of radio, like us talking here. He's been able to reach so many people and been part of their lives, and not just one, but a couple generations, because he has been around for a while, you know, since the early 70s with the Brewers, and we're talking, what, now 2024 right now, this year, and he's been there along the way, the whole way, and it's a privilege to have Bob Uecker still be doing the games at 90 years old and still doing them well. And you know, a lot of people say, oh man, things are going to go downhill. You know, they're not going downhill. That he still got it. His mind is still there. His ability to call a game is still there. And it's just great that he still wants to do games. And, you know, we get to have the privilege of being able to listen to it.
And Kent, you've had a chance to spend a lot of time with him over the years. And you're one of those people in baseball that get to call him a friend too, right?
Yeah, I mean, he is a friend. I mean, I've been very blessed, again, to work with a lot of really good people, whether it's been Pat Hughes, Jim Powell, Joe Block, Corey Provis, you know, Jeff Levering, Lane Grindle, Josh Maurer, Bob Uecker. I hope I'm not forgetting anybody. But it's been really a good run of people that I've been able to work with. And that's really what makes it a job that's easy to go to every day, and also a job to enjoy. And, you know, with a grind of a baseball season, you're doing 162 games in basically 180 days. So you're with these people, you know, for 6+ months, including spring training. You can add another month to it right there. You're basically with the people 7, almost 8 full months, day in and day out, you know. So if you had some issues with personalities or whatever, that would be hard, but it's not been that way in the Brewers' booth. And really, I have to say that probably starts with Bob, because Bob could be the one, if he wanted to be that guy, you know, and he's not. He's absolutely not that guy. He allows his fellow partners and radio announcers to grow in their positions when they're in the booth with him, and he's a great teacher, and he allows them to learn and allows them to grow. And you can see that, because you look at all the guys that have gone on that have worked with Bob. Pat Hughes is the number one guy in Chicago. Jim Powell is the number one guy in Atlanta. Corey Provis is the number one guy in Minnesota. Now he's on the TV side. Joe Block's now a co-announcer, one of the lead guys over in Pittsburgh. You know, and then you have, you know, Jeff Levering and Lane and those guys with him now, and Josh. I mean, he's really great at teaching and leading younger announcers, and for the most part, they've all been younger announcers compared to you. So it started with him, and the way he is just humbled in the way he is in the booth, and the way as he is with people and the relationships in the booth, and it continues to go, and it continues to do each and every year. It's be the same, and it starts with Bob, and it's been a great time. It's been a great run for Bob, and I've just fortunately been on the coattails for that run.
And Kent, how long have you been with the Milwaukee Brewers?
This will be the 39th season, so that's even hard to believe, because when I came over, I thought this was 1986. I thought I'll do this a couple of years, move on to something else, you know, but by doing it, it's a fun job, and you have to like baseball, first of all. You can't be doing it and not enjoy the game of baseball, because it is a long season, and it's, you know, year after year after year. If you didn't like baseball, you just wouldn't be coming back, in the travel and all that stuff. But it's still fun in a sense. It's and I'm not saying like we're having a party every day in the booth. That's not the case, but it's still enjoyable coming to the ballpark and working games, watching games and stuff. And that's what makes that joy, is what makes you come back every year. I mean, there'll be a time where I'll say, okay, it's going to be over, and I'll move on. But right now I'm still enjoying the aspect of the game of baseball and the broadcasting of the game of baseball. I've been very fortunate with two sons that played college baseball. One guy played in the minor leagues for 3.5 years in the Detroit Tigers organization. So my kids sort of are, but we're baseball guys, you know, and it's my wife happens to like baseball. So that's a good thing, you know, because it would be, it's tough on a family in the sense that your wife might not like sports or might not like your travel that you're doing, but my wife does like baseball. And to full circle the whole thing is, remember when I told you about the girl that I went to the Bible studies for?
Yes.
And that I ended up coming to Christ, not directly because of her, but because I was trying to chase and follow her. Well, we went our separate ways in life, and we both got married and got divorced, and then we met back up again, and today we have been married for 16 years. So she was the original girl I was chasing, so I guess I got her back eventually.
Yeah, wow, it's interesting how God works, isn't it?
Yeah.
All the way around, full circle. Well,
yeah.
Kent, we always enjoy our time together. We look forward to seeing you at the ballpark, American Family Field, and just all the best to you and your family and the crew as you enjoy the time of baseball and, of course, all the other stuff that you're doing and your family time as well. We appreciate calling you friend, and we always look forward to our visits, and we can't wait to share this with our listeners too.
Well, Mike, I really appreciate you having me on your show. It's always a pleasure to talk about faith as well as sports, probably the two things I like most. So it's sort of a nice thing to be able to discuss both of them. And obviously one's a little more important than the other, but they're both part of my life.
Kent Sommerfeld joining us today on In Spirit Radio. Kent, God bless you, and thank you for the visit today. And all the best in the 2024 baseball season for the Milwaukee Brewers today.
Same to you and your lovely wife and your family and the station. I know you guys are doing great things in promoting the message of the Lord Jesus Christ and continue to do the great work of your ministry.
Thank you, Kent. Look forward to seeing you on opening day. I'll wave, okay?
Sounds good. I'll look for the wave.
Okay. God bless you, brother.
Same to you.
Bye-bye.